I'm Carol McKenzie with three things to know right now. A daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended as a way to prevent heart attack or stroke for people who aren't at high risk. The American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association have released some new guidelines. Doctors may consider aspirin for certain older, high-risk patients as long as there's no increased risk for internal bleeding. New gun reforms will be announced in New Zealand within 10 days in response to the attacks at two mosques that killed 50 people last Friday. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her cabinet agrees on tougher gun laws in principle, but no specifics have yet been released. A 28-year-old is in custody. Police say the Australian white supremacist is the only one linked to the attacks, but that he may have had supporters. Authorities have started to release the bodies to their families for burial. Well, when it comes to getting to and from Philly International, there's now a ride service that caters to parents with young kids. Kid Moto is an app that connects passengers with drivers who can provide installed car seats. The CEO says drivers are screened and trained how to properly install those car seats. In sports, the Sixers and Flyers win. Villanova and Temple find out who they'll play first in the NCAA tournament. The CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather Forecast. This afternoon, partly cloudy with a shower of rain or snow in some spots. High 46 tonight, clear, low 31. Tomorrow, sunny, high 49. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.